This is no meeting.
We're calling the Veterans Commission meeting in order at 9:30 a.m. Thursday, April 4th. Approval of the minutes from February. We had them, hopefully you all got them and read them. Can we approve the minutes from February?
I wasn't at the meeting.
What?
I wasn't at the meeting.
You were, oh yes, so you're.
I'll second.
You'll second, okay. All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
I'm opposed, I'm not opposed, I'm abstaining.
Oh, can I see Paul also, so he could vote? I don't think there's any voting today, but.
Make a motion, we have Paul. Paul Toomey is a regular member. On the commission.
I got a pay raise?
Yeah.
Sure.
You get double.
You get double.
Double pay, Paul. Two zeros.
Who seconded that?
I second. And all in favor?
Aye.
Of consensus, okay, good. We're gonna have to defer three. I do have a little bit in that, but Linda's not here, so I'd rather go through some of the things that I have and see if she comes, because I talked to her like a little bit ago, this morning. So flag box update, I'm gonna go to four. We have no update on that. I've emailed Chris Duffy again, so I may have to call him and try to find out and see if I can get an answer about what's going on with building that flag box, because it's been quite a bit of time with that. So I will do that. I'll put that under my thing to call him. Emails have been sent two or three times to get an update. Let's do the Memorial Day parade coordination next. I have a few of these lists left. I know people got them last time. Does anybody need this, or can I just go through? Ernie, Paul? I think you have them from the last time. Do you want one, Ernie, or
I have one.
You got one? Okay. I'll just go through this quickly, and then we can go through. I think most of the stuff has been done. Pastor Brandon from the Congregational Church will do the opening for the prayer. I contacted him, and I gave him a letter last week just to remind him. So I dropped that off at the church. John has already ordered the flags. Bob Mora was gonna coordinate the fire department, but
yeah, it's all set.
That's all set?
It's all set.
Okay, thank you, Bob. We're gonna skip Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts, Rec Director. That was Linda. Barry, do you want to just do the school report?
Yeah,
you already contacted them.
Yeah, we've a list of all the names of the students that are going to be taking part in this, except for the main speaker, which they, it's always the last
minute
we get that, because it's like a, it's not a contest, I guess. It's a, we have everybody else's name already, so that's all set. The band is in the parade, or everybody's ready to go for that.
So we're good on that. Did that. The program, I set up the Memorial Day program. It's in your packet. I made it much bigger for people to read. we can do 10 copies. I may need somebody to print that. I'll have no access to printing. So I can send it to Barry and Sue Ellen. And in case we need it printed, we'll just have to figure out when we can get it. I have everything in there except the one thing is the high school student.
You say you need 10 copies?
Yeah. Last year we did 20, but it was way too many. It was wasteful. So no more than that. So we're,
Sorry.
Good with that.
Hey, guys.
So that's set. The resident troopers, Kathy already contacted and somebody for us, somebody will be there. I sent a letter to the selectmen's office identifying that we need the welcome and all that.
Hey, good morning.
Pam had said too that she would keep track of what, and Bob's here too. He'll keep track of them. With the selectmen, they're walking and all that. So that's good. Pam has agreed, Bob, to be master of ceremony.
Say that again?
Pam has agreed to be master of ceremony.
Uh-huh.
Oh, you can do the salute and.
Right, awesome.
Asked her, so she said yes, so we're good.
Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah is right. You got out of it for this year. Bless you. You'll just have to do that one piece, so Bob will be doing that.
That's good.
And I also contacted John Toomey. He'll do the historian part too. That's all set. I'll resend them letters quickly maybe before I have my wireless shut off. And then the town newsletter, I wrote, you have a copy of it in your pamphlet. It's basically the same as we wrote last year, except I added the one little piece about collecting the flags on that day. So that's done. And I just told you about the flag collection. The thing with the flag collection, I have some stuff to decorate the table where we pick up the flags. And Linda said she has a card table, so she'll bring the card table. I have a tablecloth. I have some little flags. I have all that in my car already, so I'm not taking it out. And I think that's it. Is there anything else on the parade? Oh, Linda, Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts.
I spoke to Louisa. She wants the starting time, the date, and what else? I got to write it down. Sorry, I brought all the stuff that I got collected for the VA for our thing.
Okay.
So that's what I.
We'll go back to that.
Okay, yeah. Starting time, date, and one of the things she want, and Chris Duffy. Yep, I sent him an email and I'm waiting to hear back from him. And I will follow up with him again today.
And the rec director about the sports teams.
Yeah, I need a phone number for him because all I have is an email address.
Sue Ellen can probably give you her.
Stephanie you're talking about?
Yeah, because she.
She is right there. After the meeting, you can talk to her.
Oh, I thought it was a guy.
No, yeah.
Okay, good. Thank you. Yeah, I said there you go. Okay, yeah.
I can give her contact.
Okay, thank you, yeah.
Oh, this is the rec director.
Oh, that's her. Okay, good, okay.
Hi.
We don't usually have a lot of sports teams, but we do have a few.
Okay.
That will march in the parade.
Okay.
Next meeting, we'll probably have to figure out who can grab the signs from the town hall. I think they're shoved in up here on there, so I'll put that on the list just to finalize.
Are they all pushed back there?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's where we put them last year, so.
I can dig through there. I don't mind.
That's for the parade lineup.
Yeah, for the parade lineup.
If no one wants to do it, I'll do it. Because I know.
All right, so we can finalize that. And Linda, you'll take care of emailing all your people back with
Yeah.
Time, the date, and all that.
Yeah, if I tell Lisa that, I will call her and shoot her an email, and then I'll.
I usually send them an email, like it says in the book, like in either the very end of April or the beginning of May, just confirming everything with them again. I'm doing mine earlier.
Okay.
Most of these people, because I'm not gonna have access to printing.
So I'll shoot her an email, and I will call her, because I did tell her I would call, follow up in the call.
And it's the same time it's been for years, but the only big thing about the Boy Scouts is, and the Girl Scouts, is they're supposed to do the Pledge of Allegiance.
Okay.
Right? So they, Chris has to say yes, so that's important on that one piece.
All right, so, okay, so I'll talk to her hopefully right after the meeting.
Yeah, and last year, she only had little Girl Scouts, so the, I think the two that were Eagle Scouts did, from the Boy Scouts.
All right, all right. Pledge of Allegiance.
So we're done with that. We're gonna pop back to three, Education for Committee, because Linda has, we'll give her a minute to write her notes, and picked up. We'll be done quick today.
Okay, yeah, you can go ahead.
All right, so do you want to talk about the pamphlets you picked up?
Okay, so I went over to the DAV and the VA in Newington, and just, I grabbed some more of those folders and things that it's beneficial to veterans, just all different types of pamphlets, stuff, new stuff that's going on with our healthcare and benefits and stuff like that. So I got a couple of big bags full, stuff about medical, stuff about, they've changed some of the requirements for medical, some of the medical, they've added things like your spouse, if you're, like, I'm a veteran, I don't have a spouse, but before they couldn't, at one point you could sign them into the commissary and stuff, some of that's changed, so we just, I grabbed everything they'll give me. They've been kind of tight with it now, because a lot of stuff they have to print and it's expensive, so I'm gonna sneak back over there again before the parade and stuff, and we can put that on our flag table and our museum thing that we're gonna do, or at the library. So it's tons of stuff, and I got a couple of books too.
Yeah, Liz is waiting, whatever we have, we can give her at the library, so we can look at those maybe after, we'll decide what we can, because I gave Carrie all that stuff, so. Liz said she put it out, but I want to save some stuff, because we're doing that display case in November.
Okay, yeah.
So we'll, like, do one of each book that we think might be good to put in that display case, and then we'll see what else we can get.
A Bible, a silent Bible, a military wife, yeah, so it's for our display case. Yeah, veterans, yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Any questions on any of that stuff that we're up to so far?
I'll catch up with you, I missed.
Yeah, we don't have a lot left, and then the piece under six is honoring veterans. Just an update, the veterans display case, we do have it in November, so everybody on the committee was gonna look and see what they had to put in there, and we can put some of this information up, and maybe, hopefully by then, my house better be done, because I have some things to stand books in and other stands at my house, so we can put that in, and then if people have medals, and Sue Ellen said they have a color printer, so if we decide we want to write a few things, they'll print it off for us to put in the display case. You know, maybe our mission and a few things like that can go in there. And if you guys have stuff you want to display in there, it's a pretty big case. I looked at the one that was there. Sometimes they're chock full, the whole case, and other times there's like a few items in it, but it would be nice. And I still have some of the small flags we can probably put up. I'll probably have to look again and see how we have to put them up, but. I did talk to Carrie just for an update that, and I'd like to have just a little bit of discussion about this. She said at the senior center, she would be glad to do a veterans coffee house here too. But she said she'd like to do it with us. So thinking about that, do you think we would get enough people there? And how would we really notify everybody? I mean, maybe we would get 10, 20, I'd assume we'd go and maybe some others.
Well, the town has had a list of all the people to give a discount to now for veterans. So if we could get that list, we could probably send out info to everybody that is available if they want it.
If she does it one shot deal, right? Or she can put it in her newsletter, we could put it in the town newsletter.
Once a month, you're gonna do it?
I don't think we could handle.
One time it's done.
I think we should try one time and see what, if we wanna do it with her, maybe in the fall. I don't know, Barry, what do you think, and Paul? We're working our way around the table.
You know, Veterans Day ceremony they had there in November.
There was hardly any veterans.
Hardly any veterans at that. And that's something that's full of over the time. The problem is if you do it during the day, a lot of the veterans in this town are younger, they're working.
Yeah, and would they come at night?
You know, so it's, they're not gonna come to something during the day. I don't know, we could try it. You wanna get a number, give her, you know, say a dozen maybe, at the most.
Something, she may have her, some people may come from the senior center too.
Yeah, those are the ones that were at the veterans center.
Right.
Yeah, sure.
Right.
There weren't too many of them, and you're losing people every day now, so.
Yeah.
I believe Bob.
Way to get, Kathy?
Yes.
A good way to get the information out, Barry, is that day. I mean, if you had a little flyer that you had the kids hand out to the veterans as come in that the following month or whenever you're gonna hold a coffee house, that would notify a huge number of the veterans who would do it. An easy way of doing it. And then, you know, if you wanna do a coffee house in December or January, whatever, that's a quick way to get a notice out that would hit.
At the Memorial Day Parade?
At the parade or at the school event. You know,
that's in November. Okay.
At least at the school event, that's a huge number of veterans in one area. At Memorial Day, you know, we have about 20, maybe 25 or so that come up. It's hard to hand stuff out or, I don't know. I don't know if you want to use that platform as an announcement for it, but I don't know. That's just a thought.
Okay.
Yeah, the school thing, there are younger people at that. There are younger vets there because they have kids in the school.
Yeah.
So they come to that. You're right, Bob.
And with older veterans that have grandchildren.
Yeah.
It's a mix. It's a real mix. Yeah.
Yeah.
So maybe we can wait, decide in the fall, work on that.
Is it gonna just be a coffee get together or are you gonna have pamphlets of things that they can do?
I think we would put more of the pamphlets out, and Carrie has a bunch of stuff at the senior center already that I dropped off and went over with her. So she's got some of it posted, and then she has some stuff in her office. So we could put out more that we have and see what we get. We might be able to even do a speaker at some point and see about that, a small speaker from one of the organizations. Because I wanted to go back to the education piece with Linda too, but let's keep going on this and we'll go back to that at the end.
About the coffee house on the end, toward the end, okay, because.
Yeah, so it's you two left if you want to tell us what you think about the coffee house. I think it's worth a shot and see what we get.
Well, I think doing it with the seniors center is a good idea, dear. Like, if we do our first one with them to get a feel up for it and to see if it works for them and if it works for us. And then we can put out a lot of info there. Also, we can probably ask like the fire department. They have that, what's it called? I don't know what it's like called, where that's.
Electronic.
Oh, yeah, right.
Yeah, that electronic thing.
Oh, yeah, we could put that out too.
Yeah, that, and we can start advertising that we're gonna have a veterans coffee day, senior veteran, or just veterans coffee day at the senior center. Everyone's welcome, you know, to come. And we can do a test run and see if it works for them and us.
Right.
And then another thing that, so I did a veterans, it was for veterans that are diabetic or borderline diabetic. I did a 12-week cooking course online and it's sponsored through the VA and it's an ongoing thing. So I have pamphlets for that. And they do 12 weeks of cooking. They give you 8 weeks of the food, have it delivered to you for free. And then you can participate. You can sit and watch or you can cook. So I met like four or five other veterans from different towns. They have coffee houses and they all are friends and they go to each other's veterans coffee house. So if we do it, we could invite them to ours and, you know, and we can go to theirs and learn from each other. And maybe, you know, like we're gonna go to the Manchester one. So open that up and start advertising. So maybe by next year, we can have a coffee house somewhere, you know, or a coffee day.
Well, she said she'd be glad to do it there, as long as she gets people to come.
Yeah, yeah, because those veterans that I was doing the cooking class with, it was about 9 of them, and she does it every 12 weeks. They were from 3 different locations, and it was 3 different coffee houses that they had, that they participate, and they all know each other, so they visit each other's coffee house.
Okay, yeah, they've made a little community,
right.
So they go around to visit.
So we could do something like that maybe.
So we're done with that. Bob, any update? We're now on 7. Any? Oh, Ernie, we didn't get Ernie's opinion.
I was just gonna say, I think we should just start out with one session.
Yep.
And see how it goes.
Yep. That's what I think too. All right.
That place, they have free coffee all day for everybody.
Yeah, so, and we could just have a few things there. Okay, sounds good. Now, 7 is the tax relief update.
Right. So, now that we're finally meeting and everybody's back, we're looking, my thought is we can meet with the subcommittee in May, and now that, you know, we've been meeting a lot because of budgets and all that, we just about wrapped up with that, but also Carrie, our assessor too, I'd like to have her available so to answer any questions on it, but so I guess Barry, you've been the lead on that, so what we might want to do is coordinate with you, and we have an ad hoc subcommittee on that and work out a time during the day that we can meet. I mean, that's,
yeah, I'm around now.
Works for you.
I'm around most of the time now.
Yeah.
I'm done traveling.
Okay. Cool. All right. So I'll coordinate that with everybody.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, and if anybody else on this team wants to go?
Yeah, oh yeah, it's open to anybody. I mean, it's just like, but in this way we give there is some time to come up with, now we can get an accurate number of the people that are actually impacted. So we can have some pretty good numbers to work with. And this is a good time to do it, because with the reval and a change, and it changes the mill rates, it changes everything. So
yeah,
if we plan it out, so then next year if we're going to do it, we can get it in place.
Okay, sounds good. So now we're on number 8, Monument on the Green report.
That's the new one.
Yeah, have we?
I'm going to meet with Pam tomorrow.
Okay.
On that. I've been gone. She's been gone, so we haven't been able to meet since I was last here in January, I guess. So I'll meet with her tomorrow. So I think we've got the ballpark estimate of what's going to cost to do with the two of them. What is the traditional granite monument, and then the other choice is to put a bronze plaque on a rock, which we talked about before. So yeah. And we've got ballpark estimates, so I think now I've talked to Pam about it. I think now our next move is to, we can't make that decision about something like that, like how we're going to present it to the selectmen and see what they want to do with it. So our next meeting we should have something that we can do.
Bob, just so, did you hear that?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay.
That makes sense.
Okay. And then we'll let know, because the last time it was brought up to try to get some monies from the Hartford Foundation, I did send Jim and Kathy an email about that last month. So after you guys talk about it, if there's something we might be able to get from them too,
right,
it might be worth it, depending how much work it is to write whatever we need.
Well, that's I think the big part is to have a target of what we're going to do and how much it's going to cost, so you know what you're going for.
Yes, absolutely.
And the rest of it is a pain in the butt paperwork, but there's people there to help with that.
Yeah, so we'll have more on that. And then I just put number 9 on here. The celebration for the bench dedication. I just don't want to lose sight of it. It's supposed to be in September. So we're going to have to start thinking about that too, because that's going to come up quickly. And it was requested, unfortunately, I can't find the date.
I think it's the 20th of September.
Was that? That's what I thought it was too. And she wanted it September 20th because it's Med Tech Day. And he was a med tech, and she wanted it at 4:00. So that people who were working might be able to do that. So we're going to have to figure out, if we have the dedication, what part the selectmen are going to play in it, because they really came to the selectmen first for this bench. So we're going to need to talk to, like, you and Pam, and then we're going to have to probably do some publicity, put it in the Bolton newsletter and some other things, and Pam will have to confirm with her again. Right. And then, are we going to have the town hall open? Is the 20th the day the town is open late?
We are open 8 on Tuesdays.
Yeah.
I'm looking. I'm trying to look anyways.
No, Friday we leave at 1.
Zero.
That's the 20th on the Friday. Who gets up a little bit for
it? Yeah, we'll look and see. Yeah, it is Friday. I wonder if she wanted that on that Friday.
Friday's a tough day for a lot of people because when they get off work, they do their banking and.
Well, she wants her, the people that work with her husband to be on, and that's a good day for them.
That's what I think it was.
So more so the people, not other, okay, gotcha.
I'll talk to Pam about that too.
All right, put that, because I think it was the 20th. I couldn't find it in.
I could check, I don't have my phone, even, I'd see my phone, so I'll make sure.
Oh, all right.
I'm pretty sure it's the 20th.
Yeah. And that would be whether we can open the town hall.
Well, I think that should, you know, the building and the grounds are available that time, so we can, like a typical meeting, we can have it open. It just, that should be a good day because after 1 o'clock, you know, the staff is gone. So town hall would be easily available for using facilities or you'd have, if it's bad weather, you could hold the event inside.
Yeah, oh yeah, that's a good idea, Bob, actually. I didn't even think about rain that day.
Oh, that's all I think about is rain.
Yeah.
Or snow.
Or snow, but I hope not in September.
So Kathy, my question, so what will we do, like, maybe coffee and cookies or cake or something?
Yeah, I would think something small.
Something light. I mean, it's, refreshments are minimal.
Okay.
Actually, if you're gonna hold this, is there time to have it on that?
I think it's 4 o'clock.
I think it's 4 o'clock.
Yeah, okay.
We'll firm all that up to make sure.
But we'd need, there has to be a little ceremony like we do on Memorial Day.
Oh, yeah.
We're gonna have to talk about that and decide what we wanna do. And I think the selectmen have to be very involved in it because they went to you guys to ask to do this. So I think we're gonna have to have a welcome, a master of ceremony, maybe a few little things and then find out what she wants. Maybe she wants somebody to speak from her family or.
Well, Pam is coordinating all that, so I'll talk to her and tell her, you know, you gotta start thinking about what they actually want.
Yeah, that's why I almost think we ought to.
It may be something that's even low key.
Right.
Yeah, we don't know. PM has been communicating with Rachel, so. I just don't wanna lose sight of it because it's gonna be September and we're gonna not have a plan. So. So that's that. So now we're back to education for the committee. Linda, you wanna talk about the pamphlets? Are you good with that, with what you said?
Yeah, I'm good with it. It's just a bunch of stuff that we can use to put out for veterans and I'll continue to try to collect as much as I can. I go other places to get it too, like I picked up some books and stuff from different places for the table or for whatever. So I'll just grab as much as I can when I go to the VA, DAV, as I go over there. Quite a bit sometimes, you know. It just depends on if they feel like giving anything up, so.
Now, the only other piece I had under education, in, I gave a separate little, it's 3 pages. I don't know, Barry, do you have it? If not, you can have it.
I have to leave. I got some calls.
Okay.
Just to let you know.
Okay, thanks, Bob, for.
Okay, thank you.
So there's, I talked to Liz Waters and she had sent me a couple things because people stop in the town hall about veterans. So the piece of information are these two gentlemen who, Linda, do you have the extra 3 pages there?
It's probably mixed in here.
It might be.
Yeah, I got it, yeah.
Okay, so the first gentleman is from Disabled American Veterans Department of Connecticut, Don Davis, and he's the hospital service coordinator. He stepped in and talked to Liz. And I think they'd wanna come and talk to the group from what I got from Liz. And then there's also Ronald Catania,
I know both these guys.
Yeah, so he's from the Connecticut Department of Labor, and they have a lot of things for veteran support services. So do we want to contact one of them and see if they want to come to our meeting next month? And then,
that, Donald, remember I told you, I actually know both of these guys. Don, I know, when I go over there to the, he's a Marine. And, yeah, that's the same person. He's the one I told you, he said that he would come and speak to us anytime and share information with us. And Rado, I know because I just started going over to the, I don't know what they call it, state employment or office, whatever, and Rado's my counselor. So I can, if you want, I can ask, talk to them and ask them, well, if we decide.
Do we want to have them come and give us a little, we could do our meeting quick and then have them come and talk for at least once or twice a year, get some additional education?
I don't know if it's the same here as it is in Florida, but there's people in Florida in my community, they're older, like 90, but they're veterans. And they come out and they clean his house floor. They come out and they bring meals. They take care of this guy.
Everything, right?
Unbelievable, yeah.
Yeah, so it might be nice to know what's available for all of us.
Right.
Because we could at least relay more of it. So if, Linda, if you contact them and you want to ask one of them to come one time and one another time, we do have meetings in May and June, and then we normally cancel them.
Okay.
Right, for the summer. So that would be a good thing.
Okay, so what month are we talking about trying to get one in to come out?
I'd say May.
May?
Okay. Yep. So it'd be the first Thursday in May,
okay,
and then the first Thursday in June.
Okay, all right.
May 2nd?
May 2nd.
And June 6th?
May 2nd and June 6th. Okay. All right.
And they could even come at 10,
mm-hmm,
so that we could break the meeting, like try to do a lot in a half an hour.
Okay.
Just tie up the parade, because that'll be the most important thing. Maybe I'll just put a short agenda. If you let me know if someone's coming, then
you just need to check with Liz, because if I'm not wrong, if everybody's together, it's still a meeting. If all the commission is together, if you already have a quorum, it's a meeting.
No, so we are having a meeting in May and June.
We're doing that.
He's saying in addition to, if we still have him speak, it's still going to be a meeting.
A meeting.
If we
so you just have to
here.
Check with her, because we might have to record all
oh,
the
record
meeting.
Him. Yeah, no, I planned, you can record it.
And like do the minutes. So it's going to be a meeting. You don't have to break out. Because
no, I just meant we could get our meeting done in a half an hour, and then they could talk for 20 minutes. And
that would be an agenda item on the meeting.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
That's what we've always done when
okay,
we have the other
okay.
people come. I just want to know how much to put on the agenda ahead of time, or we can just say defer, defer, defer.
Yeah, or
you know, or I'll just
put pause the regular meeting anyway.
Yeah.
Or move, just move it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'll actually go and visit both of them and sit and I'll call and set up an appointment and visit both of them. And is there any particular thing that you want? You just want info stuff, how
yeah, whatever they
whatever
do
they can
their,
okay.
their roles and what they do, and give us examples so we know what we'd be able to tell somebody or even know if somebody asks they need help.
Yeah, all right.
We would know whatever info they have, like they did with the Army Navy Club, and they came and gave us all the things they do.
Okay,
help with, that'd be great.
Okay, yeah, it's on the hat, no, both these guys.
So that's that with that. I think we're good. Is there anything anybody else has under number 10? Any new agenda items? Anything? So Barry's gonna talk to Pam and we'll start planning the September thing too. I'll leave that on the agenda and the parade, and maybe I'll drop some of the other stuff off, because in May, we won't need to have the tax update and a few things like that. We can kind of, in the coffee house, we'll just, I'll put it.
Do we have a rain date for that parade?
No, we never have a rain date. It's in the firehouse.
Okay.
And it's a ceremony at 10:30.
Oh, I'm saying the parade.
No, we don't do it. If it doesn't go that day, they don't do another date for a Memorial Day parade. It's on Memorial Day. The only question I had about that is, does anybody know who cancels the parade if we cancel it?
Probably you will have to contact Kathy or Jim. Contact Bob Moore, of course, then one of them will contact Kathy or Jim, and we're going to send out like a message to everybody.
Well, it would be like if it was bad weather, because then they just, I don't know that. We've never done that, and I mean, we send.
That's a good question for Kathy and Jim there, over there.
Because I don't really know who makes that decision about the parade.
Yeah, because a lot of times on Memorial Day, unfortunately, it does rain. As soon as you want to have a cookout, it rains, you know?
Yeah, well, last year it was overcast, but it did not rain.
Yeah.
The only other item, so well, we can ask Kathy and Jim, because I don't know who's responsible for.
I can't remember raining on Memorial Day. I don't remember. Like, that the ceremony itself will go on exactly as it's planned in the firehouse. That'd be the only thing that will change.
Yeah, and 10:30, which is what we publicize, so.
So if it rains, the ceremony will still take place in the firehouse?
Yes.
The ceremony does, yeah, but not the parade.
Okay.
And they have to take the trucks out anyway, so.
Yeah, because I don't know.
Yeah, but I mean, if the trucks get bad, they probably run back to the garage, you know?
Yeah. All right.
Clean up suckers.
The only thing I have on other, there is a woman I'm gonna call who may be interested in joining the committee too, that Jim Clark gave me her name. So I'm gonna call her, and I may just tell her, because anybody could come to our meeting, they can't vote. So if she'd like to come, but I don't even know if she works or anything, so I'm gonna give her a call.
Is she a veteran?
That I don't know, but you don't have to be a veteran to be a committee, yeah. I don't know. I'll find out, because I'll give her a call. I have her number, so.
She live in town?
Yeah. That's the one requirement, right? They have to live in town. So, yeah.
Because it's important to do this, because our terms are up in October of this year.
Yeah.
Some of us decide we're not gonna do this any longer.
And I was told Sue Ellen sends letters out to all committee members to identify whether they're gonna continue on or they're gonna be leaving, so.
It's going to be by September.
Yeah. So it'd be nice to have somebody come to a meeting.
Yeah, and if anybody.
Hopefully we'll scare them off.
Hopefully we can get, if we have to, we can get some more vets, maybe possibly a younger vet, you know?
That's key. I mean, you know, I'm on here. I told Pam, she asked me to come on this meeting. I would do it for one term. And also.
You're out of here, huh?
I think so. I'm traveling more, stuff to do, and So we'll see what happens. I'm not saying, I'm not gonna do it again, but I'm not saying I am, you know.
Yeah, you gotta think about it.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Is it possible, if we have to, could we, like, maybe add or get maybe two more veterans on the committee?
Well, the committee is set by the selectmen, so.
Okay, I'm saying.
I think we'd have to request.
Yeah, I'm saying, I mean, the reason why I'm saying is if it's possible, because if nobody, if say everybody comes back, my thought is, I just think that we probably, it would be nice if we could get some, maybe possibly, nothing against us older veterans, but some younger, some young blood to help participate.
Yeah.
Because a lot of those guys, you know, they know a lot, and there's some of them still in the reserves, and, you know, we got a couple right there on Clark Road. You know, I know two veterans, young veterans over there, Air Force and whatchamacallit, maybe they might be interested in.
We probably have to change the time. This was the time this committee decided to do, but there's a lot of, I mean, if they're working, there's no way they're gonna.
Right, no, I mean, if it happens and they're interested, they probably can meet in the evening or something, right?
That would be another, like, if it's a new committee or part old, part new, it might have to be meeting on Wednesday, and also, they're gonna need to decide how to do this, because it got a little messed up before. There were some people who were supposed to do 4 years, some people doing two. And we all got two, because they couldn't remember, I guess, at the time, who was doing what, so it needs to be two and four, because otherwise you have your whole committee going at the same time, which is a problem.
See, I was two.
Yeah, I was two.
Everybody's going to be two now. Everybody's two now.
Yeah, we know.
That's the problem.
Yeah.
Because the initial, when we talked about it, we were gonna stagger.
That's the way it's supposed to be.
Two and four, that's what, so you don't have, you don't lose your time.
Yeah.
But.
It's good to know if you, it will be back or not by September, so we can find more people to join.
Yeah, because.
That's why I almost think the letters need to go out a little earlier, because we're all done October 1st, correct?
Yeah, because I think.
Yeah, I guess I'm old days.
I think was the youngest person.
I will send the letters to July, people that need to redo.
Can add some young blood.
So I can send the letters to you by July.
Maybe.
Yeah, send them, yeah, I think that would be good, so.
It would have to be that way, yeah.
Yeah.
We know who's staying and who's not. Right?
So if you stay, stay for another two?
It's up to you.
Two or four.
Or 22, what was it again?
If you, listen, if we live that long.
Two or four, depends how old we're getting.
I'm sorry.
I'm the.
The RE two is better than four.
We should have some more young people.
Might not be around for 4 years.
Because of them, we all, something happens, we got some younger people that can continue.
78.
We could also request and ask about adding one or two more members, or whatever, or another alternate or something too.
Yeah, I just think that maybe having some younger people on here would help us.
I think we almost, or the selectmen need to contact one-on-one, because all of us were contacted basically by one person to.
Like I said, I do know two, they're veterans.
And I'll call this girl that Jim gave me, that find out what her background is.
We're going to different places.
I think the more, and this way we can get them to help do the work, because some of this stuff in the next 2 years, who's gonna be running around doing this or that?
Be careful where you.
If we're not helping, if we're not helping, you know.
Also, if you guys decide to change the meeting time by the night.
Okay, the meeting's still going on. One person talking, so we can hear.
So if you decide to change the meeting times for the night, you will need a clerk, and you have to pay for that.
Yeah, well.
So it's a fee.
I
I think we should stick with this time because I like it.
You might like it, but.
You changed it to this time.
I mean, it's fine, but I'm saying if we get younger people on here.
They're not gonna be able to meet it.
Maybe they could even do a Zoom meeting with them, you know what I'm saying? I mean, we can work all of those ins and outs. I just think that we need some younger people on here with us in addition to the group that we have.
If any of them will sign up.
Yeah, in addition to the group that we have.
That's why I think you almost need a talk, find out what, when people would be available. Would they want to come to a meeting and explain what their, what is, like what entails and what we might want to do? Because every year there's projects to do.
Right.
Right? And it's, they need to know that a big piece of it is the parade.
Right.
And the ceremony and doing other things to promote veterans, so. All right, so I'll contact this person Jim gave me to.
Our neighbor just died. She just, 70, she's 72, she just died, yeah, right down.
Yeah. But anyways, we can adjourn the meeting because there's no, and I second.
All in favor?
All in favor.
Aye.
Yeah.
I am going to end this here now.